Hey, good morning, everyone. This is Lisa from CatholicMom.com. I'm exhausted. I just got my early morning wake-up call here in Nazareth. I don't know if you can hear it, but the morning call to prayer in this Arab section of Israel is calling the Muslims. I'm here before dawn. It's in close to 5 o'clock, a little bit after 5. And you can hear over very loudspeakers the morning call to prayer going on. I'll let you listen for a minute. I'm wondering if for those who live here in this part of the country, if that morning prayer is not part of their time, if they eventually learn to sleep through that, because it's very loud, quite loud. I can hear it from inside my hotel room. And, you know, it kind of reminds me a little bit of our Liturgy of the Hours and how we're called to pray during the day, too. Yesterday was such an amazing day. I can't say everything about it in 3 minutes, but I guess one of the things that most strikes me in this place, going through these holy places, is, first of all, what a blessing it is to be here, but then secondly, how few Christians there are in the Holy Land. You see pilgrims and you see a few people staffing these places, but we're here in non-tourist season, and one of the recurring themes that we're hearing on our trip is the lessening population of Christians in the Holy Land. Interesting that we would be called to the new evangelization here in this place where, you know, the birth of Christianity happened. Really quite moving. So I wanted to share this with you. I've got pictures over at Facebook and at Twitter and a couple posts up at CatholicMom.com. And I'm hoping for a better internet connection today to share with you too. So have a blessed morning. I'm just going to go ahead and get up now. It's time for me to pray too. So have a great day, everybody. Bye.